Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this May 21st, 2025. Have your host James J. Maloff here. Welcoming into the studio now our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Kennel Club. We have Melanie Wiltsey with us. I almost got it. Oh, Melanie, thank you very much for being here again. Great to see you again. Thanks for the time. And we want to welcome in Suzanne Faust with us. Susan's first time with us. Susan, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Really appreciate the time. I will mention to the audience right out the gate, no journalistic integrity with this segment. We are talking dogs. We are talking about some of my favorite topics with one of a wonderful organization. So I'm going to be very, like, just moving out of the way and letting you guys talk most of the time, because if I do, I'm just going to ramble. I am a big fan of what the Kennel Club is about and what's going on with there. But I do want to note one thing before we dive too deep into the organization and what's going on. If you haven't been paying attention, one of the more popular things for people is, or topics, I should say, is certainly how a community's economy is. And economy is one of the main talking points right now in almost any conversation you're going to have, especially for rural and smaller communities like ours. When it comes to one of the more go-to things as far as, well, what's going to help the economy? What is going to bring people to our community, keep people here? Dogs. Dogs, it is the most consistent thing you see from west to east coast, north and down south. Dog-friendly communities are thriving. Dog-friendly areas are doing well. I saw this when I was living out in California quite a bit, and I thought it was kind of a fad, to be honest with you guys. I love dogs, but I thought it was kind of this old, you know, like anything in society has its ups and downs. That was almost 20 years ago. And we're still seeing the consistency of that. So when we're talking with the Kennel Club today, and we encourage you to get your dog a part of it and be a part of all the events, and even if you don't have a dog, coming to some of the events with it that we'll tell you about in a little bit, I want everybody to keep in the back of their mind, the front of their heart, the economic impact an organization like this has on our community and how important it is and how we need an organization like this. It is not only a fun organization with a lot of great things and activities for our community and our members of our community, and certainly our furry friends, but the economic impact it makes. Because, again, you want to keep people in your community. You want to keep kids who are graduating high school and keep them in town, some of these things. The most consistent thing we're seeing is not low taxes or no taxes. It's not even jobs. It's dogs. It's being animal friendly. So what you guys are doing is fun, is great, but I also want the community to keep that in mind, that there is an economic impact you guys are making that is felt and noted and appreciated. Just out the gate, wanted to get that off my chest, make sure that that's noted, because I appreciate what you guys are doing. And I want to get into what the organization is about, if you don't mind. And Susan, I think you're going to lead us off on that. We're going to put you on the spot right away.
All right. Well, thank you. Yeah, we do offer a lot of things. Our club, we've been serving our community for about 50 years now. And basically, our goal is to help the people, give them the tools to help them train their dogs so they can be out in the community. I love bringing my dog everywhere I go. You know, so if I'm going to coffee, now that it's summertime, a lot of open patios, it's great to bring the dog as long as he's well-behaved. Mm-hmm. So with the help of the Kennel Club, we really did that. Mm-hmm. And again, a well-behaved dog, I think, is loved by all.
Yeah.
They're cute, and it gives good conversation.
It's really important, too, as we're getting more and more to be of dog-friendly societies and up and down. You know, we're seeing this all over the country, that, you know, we also not just let the dogs be dogs.
Right.
You know,
right.
It would be nice. And it's you know, there's certain things that they certainly can't be helped. A dog is going to bark. There are certain things. But there are so many things that dogs are really, their brains are waiting for. Their brains appreciate some routine. They thrive on it. They're not that different than humans in that regard. They need those kind of structure. It can be very important for a dog and almost a relief for a dog in some ways. So these things go all hand in hand with the other things we're talking about, and certainly showing the importance of why having a kennel club in your community goes so far.
Yeah. Yeah. It really helped me. My dog is not the active dog, but he turned out to be. I took a dog therapy class, and then we passed the test, and it's great when I bring them out in the community. The kids love it. Everybody loves it. The older people. So that's what we're trying to do, is kind of really get the dogs out there. So we offer the puppy classes. We offer older obedience class. So if you get a dog that's 6 months, 9 months old, we still can do the obedience class. Dog therapy class, which my dog went through, also good citizenship. And again, it kind of teaches you what to do when you are out in the community with your dog. If your dog does start to bark, some of the strategies to kind of distract them, or if the dog is getting nervous, what you should be looking for with your dog. Agility classes, I think, is fantastic. That is a lot of fun. My dog didn't really do well, but I think it was a good connection between the two of us. Got to read the dog a little bit more. We have our fast cat. We have fly ball, confirmation. What else do we have? Those are the classes that we offer. So if you go on our Facebook page, you can also come to our Monday meetings. The first Monday of every month at 7 o'clock, you can bring your dog as long as it's a little well-behaved, put him on a leash. We always have snacks. I think that's where everywhere we go, we seem to have food-oriented. We have a door prize. Come in, meet everybody. If you want to become a member, it's $25 for the year. That goes towards a class if you want to take it. And I think it's a great place to socialize your dog. So if your dog is a little skittish, you come to one of our meetings. It's quiet. Everybody's there. Some people bring dogs. Some people don't. And then you can kind of say, yeah, he's a little skittish around men, or he's a little skittish around loud noises. Mm-hmm. And we can work on that. Mm.
And we have great food at the meetings.
Oh, yes. See, Melanie's good at this. See, yeah, that's a good one to bring up.
Great people food at the meetings.
Yes.
Appreciate
I think we're
you,
kind of outdoing ourselves every month. Like, you know, nice. If somebody
it's
has
like,
some.
It's like a meal sometimes. Yes. Mm. You wouldn't need to eat supper. You could just come to the meeting.
That's what I had learned. I don't eat supper on Monday.
Right.
The first Monday of every month, and I just come here. And and there's sometimes leftovers. So
And we have programs. Mm-hmm. Not every meeting, but sometimes, like, a veterinarian will come and talk on some topic, or a massage person, dog chiropractic. We learn about different things at the meeting.
That's good.
Yeah. We had a first aid class. So, again, just simple things. If your dog is choking, or how to identify a heat stroke, we've done that. We had paint your pet. Mm-hmm. So you send a picture in to this lady, and she'll print it out, and then come to the club and have a lot of fun, and you get a picture of your pet.
You guys offer a lot more than I think the average person that maybe doesn't know much about kennel clubs or that would not realize. I really appreciate you breaking that down, getting into some of those things. And keep in mind, everybody, there is always other stuff going on as well that we don't always get a chance to get to, and stuff that I encourage you to reach out and find out more about. I want to ask real quick, if you don't mind, Susan, putting you on the spot. I mean, asking you a question. No, but how did you get involved with the kennel club?
It was during COVID, basically, and I got my COVID dog from the Humane Society. And again, he was a little stubborn. I've had dogs all my life, multiple dogs at times, but he turned out to be a very different dog than I've ever had. And I needed some help. And so I went to the kennel club and joined that. And they're like, oh, get him in agility. And he didn't do it. Oh, get him into fly ball. And he didn't do it. No, get him into fast cat. And he didn't do it. So then one lady said, well, how about dog therapy? And I'll give it a try. And he's fantastic. So we found our niche.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, we still do the stuff with his dog, with the dog, but he's just not that.
Well, thank you for sharing that. One, because that's just interesting and cool to hear. And I'm happy to hear that that turnaround for him and everything. But also, we know that there are, and Melanie and I talked about this the last time we were together. We know that there are a number of listeners out there that, again, may not know much about the Kennel Club and maybe are wondering if it's for them, or would it be helpful to them and their furry friend or something. I think that story is a perfect example of why we want people to be a part of the Kennel Club and join the team here and everything, and bring your furry friend and enjoy. Have some fun. I want to take some time to talk about the events and some of the great things that we have coming up. You want to dive into that next?
Sure. Okay. Well, our next event is Flyball. That's coming up next weekend, the 30th, 31st, and the 1st. If you don't know what Flyball is, look it up. It's funny to watch the videos.
Oh, the videos are great.
Yeah, it's really great to be in person. So all of our events are free, free parking, free admission. Some events you can bring your dog, some events you can't. I would not recommend bringing the dog to the fly ball one just because it does get a little overwhelming. Yeah. It's indoors. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of dogs moving around.
Everybody's barking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heck,
there's a lot of excitement because it is a relay race.
Yeah.
It's relay racing over obstacles.
And it's
and
fast.
And they are fired up.
Yes.
I don't even blame the dogs. I get overstimulated. I can do it with those things. I get it. That's probably one of the few ones that I would definitely keep in mind as far as not bringing down.
Right.
I do encourage people that own dogs, maybe they don't bring the dog, but them to come down and check it out, though. I definitely want to say that.
Yes, and that would be great. Just to kind of check it out, we're having our concession stand open on Saturday. We have lots and lots and lots of raffle baskets. So a lot of different themes. It's not just all dog themes. There's a lot of different themes for the raffle baskets. It's also neat to, if you don't know what kind of dog you want to get, or if you have a second, if you're thinking of getting a second dog, come and meet them. You know, come and see these kinds of dogs. There's all different kinds of dogs. Maybe when they're done racing, you can always approach somebody and say, hey, can I ask about this breed and what do you like about it and what do you don't?
Wouldn't have even thought of that. That's a great point.
People love to talk about their dogs, and, you know, you can meet them right then and there. Again, you're going to meet a lot of our members there. So if there's any questions that you have, come and meet us and, you know, give us a talk and we'll talk with you. And, you know, I would probably check it out on Saturday. And then if you think, your dog can probably handle the noise and everything, you can always come back on Sunday. Mm-hmm. But that event, I probably would not bring the dog.
Yeah.
I would say that Friday, almost all day, we'll be setting up. There'll be a few races Friday night, but that's probably not the best time to come either if you want to really experience the whole atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Saturday or Sunday, we'll have a team. Flyball is a team sport. There are always four dogs running in the relay, and normally a team will have six or seven dogs, and they trade out dogs. But we'll have teams from all over the Midwest who will come to Wisconsin Rapids to run dogs in the hockey rink.
It's so fun. It's such a great atmosphere. It's I'm glad you brought that up about the people from out of town coming in, too. This is another, again, tie into the economic part where I started with this and the importance of that part and just the fun part of this, too, of you know, the poor, not only us as people, but I think about this all the time. The first time I got to do something like this, I worked in a number of shelters and volunteered at a couple when I was in California and over in Illinois. And one of the things that they did at one of the shelters was bring in some of the people that host these to the shelter, and the dogs got to do some of the activities. And I off the top of my head, I'm getting emotional because I'm thinking about a couple of the older dogs that were there that they had kind of resigned to that's where they were going to live the rest of their life. And it's this whole other topic that's very sad to me and everything. But those moments when those people were there and the kennel, we were opening up, the local DeKalb Kennel Club came by and we were talking with them, and the dogs, they looked like they were 5 years old again. They looked like they were puppies again. The energy, the excitement they had, dogs that I had been around for months, and I had to get him to want to take a walk with me. And all of a sudden, I didn't know you had it in that big boy. I didn't know he still had that in him and things. And it was so cool. It's something to keep in mind with your dog and dogs in general that I get a little tired of, that you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Now, the dog wants to learn. It's more usually the owner. It's more so the person sometimes that doesn't want to necessarily do those things. If you are able to meet your dog halfway, you guys can have some fun. You can, you know, make those later years just as exciting and energetic as ever. And the Kennel Club, I think, is a great opportunity to learn more about that and get your dog involved in those things. Other events going on, too. Did we touch on all of them? Because I know you guys got a lot going on.
We have a lot more events.
Yeah,
but I'm going to do a quick back here on. So I think a lot of reasons why people come to our events, our fly ball and our fast cat, mainly because of Melanie, because she makes fantastic rosettes.
Oh, yeah, that's a good reason. That's a good reason.
Too. Honest, she makes probably one of the better rosettes that I've ever seen. We just had a fast cat a few weekends ago, and I'm hearing people coming from Waukesha, Green Bay, La Crosse, just because they knew that their dog was going to trial and they wanted their dog to have Melanie's rosettes.
That's
so
awesome.
A great shout out. She does a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
She puts in a lot of time, effort, and making those.
Yeah, we appreciate you. We appreciate you, Melanie. Let's touch on some of these events again and, okay. That are coming up.
So like I said, we're having fly ball at the end of May. Then we are having a great big shout out to Mickey's Tip Up out in Kellner. Thank you. He is going to be supplying the venue and he's going to supply the bands. So it's the fourth Saturday of every month of June, July, and August. Again, he's going to let us do the brat fry. So our Kennel Club cooks and bakers will be there. So we'll be selling food and baked goods. We're going to have raffle baskets, 50-50 dog demos. We sell amazing pup cups. It's not just the Cool Whip, it's actual food. So pup cups. Bring your dog, bring a chair. We're going to have great music, great food. And again, you can learn a little bit about some of our dog demos and kind of be part of the group. And it's a great place. You know, if it's a Saturday, you don't want to leave your dog at home, but you still want to go out. This is a great place to bring your dog and socialize.
It's a great thing to bring up right there. That latter part is a big one I think a lot of people are experiencing. Yeah. And again, one of these things are, you can get as into this as you'd like and also take it in as you like. I don't know that there's some people who are going to be very, you know, take this very serious or get really dive into it. And then there's going to be people that are here some weeks and some weeks they may not be. It all, especially this time of year with, summer pulling us in all these different directions and everything. So that's understood by the Kennel Club. That's understood and no expectation on anybody as far as all the events you showed up to or something along those lines.
Right. And I just think it's nice because, again, gets your dog out there, gets them socialized. I think the more you equate your dog to things, they're not going to be so skittish. Which is, kind of a good thing. And maybe if they are skittish of something, the more you socialize them, maybe they won't, they'll get used to it. Some dogs, you just can't, they're just not going to do well in certain situations. But then, at least you as the dog owner know that.
Well, and that's the only way you find out. This is one of those things you can't necessarily take a blood test for or something. You've got to do it in real time and really get them out there to be able to experience that.
It's like with children.
Yes.
You're always trying different sports, different hobbies, different whatever, to find out what it is they're really gifted in.
Yeah.
And in the end, you might find that, but they've also learned a little bit about a lot of things.
Right.
And that makes them a more well-rounded person. And a dog is the same way.
Yeah. It also, just like a dog, gets a lot of energy out of them, which you really appreciate as a parent. And also this comes into play with animals too, because, some of us, some people out there with younger dogs or puppies and that, and you're trying to figure out ways to get that energy out of their system. Here is another great opportunity for that. And I know what I'm talking about with this one, because that's how I experience kennel clubs and everything for as a dog owner, I should say. I had a little guy, a little terrier, Gonzo, who I just did not have the energy. I could hang with him for the most of the day, but at night he was still going, and I felt bad. We started getting him running and doing all these things. He's sleeping before I am. This helps. It can go a long way.
Well, and in some dogs too, like my dog, he is not a very active dog, but for his brain, I have to do a lot of brain work with him.
Yeah.
So taking him places, letting him smell different things, introducing him to different people, that's what gears him down. He's not a runner, so I even take him to the Wisconsin Rapids Dog Park all the time. 90% of the time he's sitting under the shade and I'm doing the laps. But for him, he has to work his brain. So different dogs. So again, if you come to the events, bring the dog, it might not be physical, but it'll be a mental stimulation. And some dogs really respond to that as well.
Any other event you wanted to touch on before we wrap up
here? We do. So we have the Mickey's Tip Up, June, July, and August. And then we have our fly ball. I'm wrong.
Got to talk about Fast Cat.
We have to talk about the Fast Cat. Coming up next weekend, Fast Cat is in August, the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. It's going to be out at the Country Paws and Canine Resort out in Stevens Point. Again, we're going to have food, pup cups, bring a chair, bring your dog. Again, Melanie's fantastic Rosettes will be there, and she kind of pretty much runs that. So
most people want to know what's the CAT stand for when you're talking about dogs. The CAT stands for Coursing Ability Trial. Mm-hmm. And FastCat is the fastest AKC growing sport right now because it really requires no training. Any dog likes to chase, almost every dog. Mm-hmm. And the Coursing Ability Trial, the fast version of it, is a 100-yard straight dash chasing a grocery bag, a white plastic grocery bag, on the end of a rope, which they keep ahead of the dog, and the dog's time is measured. And it's an individual sport, so your dog's accumulating points, and at a certain point level, they get an award. So you're not competing against other dogs. Mm-hmm. Your dogs get to do something most dogs love, which mm-hmm. is chase. Some people are really into it and like buy raccoon pelts to put on the end of the rope for them. So their dog's actually chasing something with fur. Our fast cat this past couple weeks ago, our top dog ran at 36.815 miles per hour.
Wow.
And that was a whippet. Mm-hmm. And that was something to see, like blink and he's done with 100 yards. So there's a lot of people who get started in dog sports doing one like FastCat where there's mm-hmm. really no training. We had fun runs for local people. For $5, they could come. They don't get points or anything, but their dog could try it. Mm. So you can pay $5 and kind of get a couple training and decide, hey, maybe I'll actually enter. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's open. Your dog does not have to be a purebred. AKC has a thing now where you can actually register a mixed breed dog so they can compete in AKC events and also win or earn titles. It's Country Paw's Canine Athletic Center, just east of Stevens Point, and she also has dock diving there. She has a big pool, and that happens the same weekends as our fast cat. If your dog's one of those, you go to the lake and they run down the dock and they mm-hmm. jump out into the lake, they're already trained to do dock diving.
Oh, it's
so
a good one.
A lot of fun stuff going on. And mm-hmm. we have our bakers and our food, and we had a great time.
I cannot wait to remind the audience about each one of these events as we get closer to them. We'll be promoting them on our shows and talking about them. And I know for a fact that there are some people out there listening that are now intrigued to be a member that want to join. If they want to find out more and be a part of things, we'll get you the information on how you can do that in a second. But I do want to talk about, just real quick, as we're wrapping up, some of the needs the club has and what we're hoping to do. Because as I brought up earlier, and I started this for a reason, the conversation about economics for a reason, as much as I love dogs and I just want to talk about dogs and how much I love them, we all do, but the importance of this organization and helping them in any of these events that you can, because even if you're not a part of the game, you know, part of the kennel club, you can show up at these events and help them raise funds to keep this club healthy and going. I know that you guys have some club needs in particular that you wanted to touch on before wrapped up, so I just wanted to bring that up before we get done here today.
We've been working on making improvements on our building, which is in Port Edwards on the main street. The post office next to us is closed at the moment. Well, it's closed as a post office forever. Mm-hmm. And our building, we've done a lot of work, but there's still work to do, needed a lot of repairs. The seals were all broken on our windows. We've had our windows replaced. They look beautiful now. They're not just a foggy mess. We've updated all of our plumbing.
Getting our
duct work clean. There's just a lot of things to make our building better and more inviting to come to and mm-hmm. bring the dogs to. So that's been a major
thing. Our future hope is to have an outside area.
We're hoping we might be able to buy the post office mm-hmm. building, which is and tear that building down, and then we would have that for
that'd be great.
An outside yard for summer for summer classes.
Well, and again, this organization is bringing economy into our community. It's helping with that. I think as a community, one of the things we can do is help you guys keep it that building and all the things you're talking about and wanting to do with it and everything, and make this kennel club even stronger and more attractive to people and wanting to be a part of it and everything. Everything's connected, and we're all a team here in this community, in this area. The more we help each other out, a rising tide raises all boats, especially when we're talking about dogs. Again, this is one of the bigger things bringing people to communities and that. And certainly there are people listening out there that are a little like myself. I love dogs. I cannot have one right now with my apartment and the way I'm living and stuff. So I take any opportunity I can to be around dogs and all those things. And volunteering is one of the ways you can help out. If people want to volunteer, if they want to become a member, just learn a little bit more about the Wisconsin Rapids Kennel Club. How can they do that? What direction should we send them?
Well, they can come the first Monday of every month at 7 o'clock and come and join a meeting and see if you like it. Talk to everybody. You can look us up on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And again, you probably give out the information of our email and our phone number. Come to any of the events, start talking to any of us, and see how you feel of, you know, maybe you have questions about what kind of dog you want to get, or, you know, how often do you guys meet, or what's involved becoming a member. We also try to help out the Humane Society as much as we can. So if you do decide to adopt a dog from there, you would receive a refund for the class, for one of the obedience classes.
What a cool idea. Oh, that's awesome.
So then we're trying to help each other.
Yeah.
So if you do adopt a dog, bring them in. And again, if you take one of the classes, we can, you know, reimburse you for that class. Again, it's just come in and come to one of our events, come to the meeting, talk to us. And, you know, we're really open. We love talking about dogs.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And of course we all love talking about our own dogs, but you know, sometimes it's a little overwhelming of what kind of breed to get, or what should I get? Should I go to the shelter? Should I go with a, you know, a mixed dog or purebred dog? So
The Facebook page, I think, is a great way to reach out. I have a phone number here, 715-887-3007. Does that sound right? No, that doesn't sound right.
Nope.
I was afraid of that. So I'll let you, if you have a phone number, email, I'll let you go ahead and get those out there.
I do. It's 715-459-9808. And then our email is wrkcdogs@gmail.com.
And if you need that information again, please reach out to us here at the studios. We'll make sure to get that to you. And you can also reach out to them by liking their Facebook page. Just type in your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Kennel Club. Subscribe to the page and keep up to date on all the great things that they are doing over there. Say hi to the rest of the team, guys, and of course, the dogs. Say hi to the dogs for me, of course. Melanie, Susan, thank you so much for joining us. Looking forward to bringing you back real soon.
Well, thank you.
And thank you for joining us out there, everybody. We appreciate you being a part of the conversation here at WFHR's Rapids Report.